This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's six congressional races have two open seats, four incumbents, and have drawn a total of 39 candidates. Over the next several weeks, we'll look at each of those contests, starting today with the first congressional district.
Looking forward to the opportunity to go and state my case before the people of Southeast Louisiana.
Republican Steve Scalise is the incumbent. He's not worried about facing six challengers.
My position as the House Majority Whip helps people in South Louisiana.
Currently the third highest ranking Republican in the U.S. House, he's the party's enforcer, keeping GOP congressmen in line.
To stand up for our conservative values. And a lot of those values are under attack. We've been working to get all these radical federal agencies like the EPA and the IRS and the NLRB off the backs of our small businesses.
Three Democrats are looking to unseat him, including doctoral student Daniel Faust and psychiatrist Joe Swider, both from New Orleans. The third Democrat, Leanne Duga of Kenner, ran in the same race in 2014.
I'm a disabled Desert Storm veteran.
Duga also describes herself as a, quote, proud lesbian. New Orleans realtor Elliot Barron also ran in 2014 in the 5th District. He's the Green Party candidate, while the Libertarian is Mandeville businessman Howard Kearney. And running as an independent is Chu Mai Yang, a Kenner optometrist. None of the challengers have filed campaign finance reports yet, but Scalise has more than $1 million on hand.
I'll run a spirited campaign no matter who runs.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.